Once again, tonight we are approaching the divine throne of grace to realize that we have a Father who loves His children. And there is a table spread before us, Father. May we just come and dine. Lord Jesus Christ, we are desiring You to speak to us. We need You to raise us up into the supernatural, where all things are possible, Lord. To move us away from the humanistic point of view of seeing things in the world, into the realm of revelation and vision. Our sincere prayer, Father, is for us to abide in this message, to stay in the revealed word of the day, because it is the same message that will take the bride away. Oh Lord Jesus, we are praying tonight, Lord, that may You bless the preaching of the word, bless the hearers, Father. At the end of the service, we'll be very careful enough to give Thee all the glory and honor, because Thou art worthy to be praised forevermore. We appreciate You, Father, tonight, as You commit the rest of the service to Your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank You, Lord. Amen. I'd like to greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hoping and trusting that we are all happy to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I want to appreciate our elders for the opportunity that I can stand before you once again. Greetings to you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are used to preach to small groups, very, very small groups. So sometimes when you stand and preach before people who started preaching the gospel before you were born, like Pastor Mabug, sometimes it's very difficult.
We
really need His grace tonight. I'd like to invite your attention to the book of Genesis, chapter
8.
We need to read from verse 4.
Genesis, chapter 8, verse 4.
And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, and on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had
made.
And he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also, he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and put her in unto him into the ark.
Asinjiva haina kuwana poku zoro zaru tsoka wayo. Iyo yaka tzuke ila kuhari ku arika. Nakuti mvura yakanga iripa msoro penyika yose. Aka tamanu za ruko rwaki, aka itora, aka ipinza kwa ari mu arika.
Amen. St. Matthew chapter 3 verse 16.
Mateo chitsauko 3 verse 16.
And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him.
Jesu wakati ababatidzwa, pakarepo akabuda mvura. Zvino, tarira, denga, raka muzarurirwa. Akaona mweya waMwari uchiburuka senjiva, ukauya pamusoro pake.
Amen. May we take our seats. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of His word. I want to speak tonight on dove leading eagles from the seventh peak into the unseen world. Amen. Dove leading eagles from the seventh peak into the unseen world. Jesus, in Matthew chapter
24,
the Bible tells us that the disciples came to him to show him forth the building of the temple. And Brother Abraham said, those verses, they happened on Tuesday AD 30, for April. In the morning, so they showed him the building of the temple. And he said, no stone shall be upon another stone when I return. Then he crossed the Kidron Valley towards the Mount of Olives at evening time of the same day. And when he was sitting there, they began to ask him questions. When shall these things be? What is the sign of their coming and of the end of the world? And he began to answer those questions. Amen. So the prophet, he takes Matthew 24 and tie it up with the seven seals under the sixth seal. But when he came to verse
36
of the same book of St. Matthew, speaking of his second coming now, but of the day and the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So Jesus, he referred us back to the book of Genesis. Because Genesis is genes. Is the seed book of the Bible. Everything that we see today, it all began in Genesis. Whatever we can see today, there is nothing new under the sun. But history is repeating itself again. Everything, it began in Genesis. Even when you talk of the second coming of the Lord, it all began in
Genesis.
You speak of the mark of the beast, it all began in
Genesis.
Brother Abraham said, Cain was the first person to receive the mark of the beast. You speak of the rapture, it began in
Genesis.
You speak of mystery Babylon, it began in
Genesis.
So Jesus referred us back to Genesis. You want to know the mystery of my second coming? No one knows the day except the Father in heaven. But as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days when the Son of Man shall be revealed. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, on verse 7, the Bible says here, by faith
Noah,
being warned of God of the things not seen as yet, he moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So everyone in this message, we have been warned of things not as seen as yet. Some of the things we have seen, some of the things we are yet to see, and some people are still yet blinded to the things which the prophet warned us. For time is coming when God is going to destroy this science civilization and is going to bring us back to the faith civilization as it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. This civilization which we are living in, it came by the fall. So God is under determination to destroy this science civilization, because this earth is our inheritance. Many people among us, they say, I want to go to heaven, I want to go to heaven. But the prophet, when he went beyond the curtain of time, and he saw those people, and he came back and said, I saw many of you there. We just limit it to Jeffersonville. But he saw many of us there. So those people whom he saw, they say, Brother Branham, we are resting upon the word which you have preached, and we shall come back on the earth to live on the earth. But here we are on the earth, we are deciding to go to heaven. But they in the sixth dimension, they are saying they are coming back, because this earth is the redeemable attribute of God. It was in the mind of Elohim before there was even a speck of dust, when he was a fountain of spirit. He had great attributes which were existing in his thoughts, and the earth is part of the attribute of God. It is going to be loosed from the grip of Satan by the fire of the Holy Ghost. I am quoting Future Home. This earth is a redeemable attribute of God. We shall come back and dwell upon the earth. This is our inheritance. Amen. Amen. And Father Abraham, when he was walking on the earth, he got the revelation of the new Jerusalem. And he was walking, and he was closer to Mount of Olives, and he began to fill the pool. And the Bible tells us that he was searching for a city whose builder and maker was God. He was not searching for it in heaven, but he was searching for it on the earth. Mount of Olives, he was searching for it on the earth. So when he was closer to the mountain and he began to fill the pool, said, the city is somewhere here. The city is somewhere here, and closer to Mount of Olives. And Brother Brian says, on that great day, there shall be a great earthquake, and Mount of Olives shall cleave apart, and shall push forth a pyramid like mountain right on the earth. But this is our inheritance here. We shall come and dwell on the earth. So Noah was warned of God of the things not seen as yet, and he began to move with fear, and he prepared an ark
The preparation of the ark. What's faith being expressed? Because works is faith expressed. When Enoch had the faith of God, he began to express his faith by building the pyramids, the stature of a perfect man, building his own stature. For works is faith expressed. So the preparation of the ark was the expression of his faith in the God who called him. Amen. So he understood by what it was influencing him. So if we are thinking of going to heaven, there must be a preparation in the life of message believers. Not acting like the world, because they are going nowhere. But there must be a preparation. And many times, those people who are not preparing to go are the people who cause problems in churches. So there must be a preparation in the hearts of message believers. And he began to move with fear. The word fear there, it comes from the Greek word ilapomei, which means to walk circumspectly, to walk cautiously. He moved with fear. Then God condemned the world, because Noah was righteous before God. And Noah's message and he himself, they became one, because the messenger and his message is one. They rejected the message of Noah. They rejected Noah also. To reject the prophet is to reject God also. So they thought they were rejecting Noah, but yet they were rejecting God. And God told Samuel, they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me. Amen. May God help us in this hour. So he knew the will of God, and he was going back to the new world. He was in preparation to go back to the new world. Amen. And he had the title deed, Book of Redemption. He was the living descendant who was on the earth. So God has to come to the prophet before the end of the world. Behold, I send you Noah, the prophet, before the great and terrible day of the Lord, and he shall preach the gospel. He was an end time preacher man. He was preaching the end time message. So God has to come down and hand him the title deed, Book of Redemption. He was the living descendant who was available at that time to go and occupy the other world. We are the living descendants in these last days. The genealogy, it was lost in the days of Jesus. It was lost. They could not trust the genealogy.
They used to be exempted for 1 year in the Old Testament.
So Noah was the living descendant.
Noah ndo airarama atumwa kubva kudenga.
He was the living descendant in that day.
Ndiye airarama atumwa kubva kudenga.
Same applies in this last day.
Ndo zvakafanana nazvino.
We are the living descendants in this world.
Isu vanorarama vakatumwa kubva kudenga.
Who are living in this earth?
isu tiri kurarama.
The genealogy was lost.
Chizenga kana kuti chizvarwa
chaKristu was born.
Pakazvarwa Kristu.
The genealogy was lost.
Kuenderera mberi kwake
kwakarasika. People could not trust the genealogy.
Vanhu vakatadza kunzvera kufamba kwaKristu.
It took a microscopic eye.
Zvakatotora ziso remweya.
And a telescopic eye.
Kana ziso rinoona
zvidiki. Prophet.
Zvakatora muprofita.
His eyes could zoom in and zoom out.
Maziso emuprofita akaona panyika.
When he stood there.
Muprofita akamira.
On top of revelation.
Pamusoro pechizaruro.
Down the line of time.
I started sapangwe.
I picked it up.
Ndazvibata.
When Jesus was born.
Yesu paakazvarwa.
The blood stream.
Ropa rake.
It went into Paul.
Akaenda muna Paulo.
Paul. Ananias.
Ndovaenda muna Ananias.
Into Columba.
Akaenda muna Columba.
Martin Luther.
Muna Martin Luther.
Wesley. And Brother Branham.
Akazoenda muna Brother Branham.
They are all gone.
Zvino vese vakaenda.
But where is the genealogy today?
Ndakuenderera mberi kwaJesu kuripi?
The blood of Jesus.
Ropa raJesu.
It's flowing in the veins of the blood.
Riri kufamba mutsinga dzemwenga.
We are the living descendants.
Jesu mwenga anorama.
That's what the mighty angel.
Tiri kuratidza.
Has to descend down.
Mutumwa mukuru
akadzika. With the title deed book of redemption.
Akabata bhuku
reruzivinuro. To hand it over to the people.
Akaripa kuvanhu.
We are the people.
Nokuti isu tisu vanhu vacho.
Vanhu into the new world.
Tiri kuenda munyika itsva.
Amen. We are the people.
Tisu vanhu vacho.
Who are going back?
Vari kudzokera.
Into the new world.
Munyika itsva.
So no was the living descendants.
No one airarama abva kudenga.
He was going to take his inheritance.
Aiye kuzotora nhaka iyi.
So Jesus.
Jesu Kristu.
As it was in the days of Noah.
Zvakanga zviri pamazuva Noah.
So shall it be.
Zvichava sekudaro.
In the days.
Pamazuva.
When the Son of Man.
Ekuzarurwa kumana kwamwana womunhu. Panenge achizarurwa.
Amen.
Amen.
It was a call for total separation.
Kwanga kuri kudana kwekupatsanura.
In Genesis chapter 7.
Pana Genesis chapter 7.
Because Genesis chapter 6.
Genesis 6
chapter 10.
Kusvika pa chapter 10.
It's God coming to a prophet.
Yimwari vari kuuya kumuprofita.
At the end of the antediluvian world. At the end of the antediluvian world.
Pakuparara kwenyika.
It was a call for total separation.
Kwanga kuri kudana kwekuti mupatsanurane.
And to bring them into the ark.
Nekuvaisa muareka.
But the ark will not take them.
Asi areka haikwanisa kuvatora.
Into the unseen world.
Kuvaendesa munyika isingaoneki.
It was a preparation.
Kwanga kuri kugadzirira kwavo.
For dimensional traveling.
Kwechiyero chekuenda.
It was a preparation.
Kwanga kuri kugadzirira.
To change dimensions.
Kwekushandura zviyero.
So God came to Noah.
Mwari achiuya kuna Noah.
And told him.
Ndokubva amuudza.
For the saving of your household.
Kukuponesa mweya wako.
Go and prepare now.
Enda unova vaka areka.
For the saving of your household.
Kuti iwe upone nemhuri yako.
The ark was a mode of transportation.
Areka wanga uri mufananidzo wekutakura.
Take them from the old world.
Wekuvatakura kubva
munyika kare. Into the unseen world.
Kuenda munyika isingaoneki.
God gave them specifications.
Mwari akavapa zviyero.
They were not to build it anyhow.
Vanga vasingangovaka areka
nje. Because it was a type of Christ.
Nokuti kwanga uri mufananidzo wa Kristu.
You can't build the world anyhow.
Haukwanise kugadzira shoko
rako. You have to build it.
Asi unofanira kurigadzira.
To the specification.
Maringe nezvakataurwa.
So God came to Noah.
Mwari akauya kuna
Noah. And he gave him the dimensions.
Jehovah mupa mamesha
wewe. That's going to take over hood.
Sikanzi enda unotora moto gobe.
And make three rooms in the ark. Make three rooms in
what
the ark.
Wapa wakadzira zvikamuri zvitatu.
And Brother Branham said.
Brother Branham
what? In the message of the comforter.
Mwari dzakanzi munyaradzi.
In 61.
1961.
Paragraph 78.
Paragraph 78.
79.
Kusvika pa 79.
You come to Hanover 5. Speaking of Noah.
Vachitaura kuti nezva Noah.
Three stories of the ark.
Zvikanzi zvikamuri zvitatu zveareka.
Was a type of justification.
Wanga uri mufananidzo wekururamiswa. Kucheneswa.
And the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The three stories of the ark.
Zvikamuri zvitatu muareka.
Sanctification.
Wanga kuri kucheneswa.
Justification.
Kururamiswa.
And the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Nekubhabhatidzwa nemweya mutsvene.
It is the first room.
Zvikanzi chikamu chekutanga.
Was where he put the creeping things.
Imomo ndomakaiswa zvinokamba
ina
zvenyika.
In the second room.
Mukamuri yechipiri.
He put the fowls of the air.
Ndomakaiswa zvinobhururuka.
But in the third room.
Asi mune yechitatu.
Was Noah and his
ndomakaiswa muna areka mamuna Noah nemhuri yake.
In the third room.
Murum yechitatu.
And the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Unova kugamuchira kwemweya mutsvene.
So Noah took the gopher hood.
Noah akatora muti wemugofera.
And he began to build the ark.
Ndokutanga kuvaka areka.
And the prophet told us.
Profita vanotiudza.
That's the reason why he took Gophahood.
Chikonzero akatora muti
Mugopheri. Because Gophahood is pliable.
Zvokuti Mugopheri unogadzirika.
So he took resin.
Saka akatora namo.
And heated it up.
Dhobha idzisa.
And poured it on the Gophahood.
Dhobinurura pamuti Mugopheri.
And it was sealed in.
Dhobha yanamirwa.
And sealed out.
Dhobha yanamirwa kunze.
The word peace there.
Shoko zvarinoreva apa.
The word pitch on the ark.
Shoko rekuti namo apa.
It comes from the Hebrew word kafar.
Rino papa shoko rechihebheru rinoti
kafar. Which means atonement.
Rinoreva kuti yananiso.
Those were in the ark.
Ava vanga vari
muarepa. They were secure.
Vanga vakachengetedzwa.
They were inside.
Nokuti vanga vari mukati.
They were secure.
Vanga vakachengetedzwa.
From the outside judgment.
Kubva apa kutamba tambudzwe
kunze. The message of Noah.
Maridzo yaNoah.
He stood there.
Akamira.
And he began to preach the gospel.
Ndokutanga kuparidza vhangeri.
The oncoming storms of judgment.
Kutongwa kuri kuuya.
The oncoming storms of judgment.
Kutongwa kuri kuuya.
His call will destroy this world.
Mwari ari kuzoparadza nyika ino.
It has been earmarked for judgment.
Nokuti akataura nyaya kutongwa.
For you to be transferred.
Iwe kuti ushandurwe.
From the old world.
Kubva munyika yakare.
Into the unseen world.
Kuchienda munyika itsva.
Come, let's build the ark.
Uya tivake areka.
Because the ark is a type of Christ.
Areka iakafananidzwa kwaKristu.
Those who are in Christ.
Avo vari muna Kristu.
Shall be secure.
Ndovachachengetedzwa. Kubva mukutongwa kwekunze.
And Brother Barnum says.
Profita vanota.
The devil is a vulture.
Mutuma werufu.
The devil is a vulture.
Satani. Muparadzi.
He feeds on his own people.
Anodya vanhu vake.
He feeds on his own people.
Satani anodya vanhu vake.
That's what is cancer.
Cancer chii?
It is terminology in the physical realm.
Madimoni mudenderedzwa rezvepanyama.
Diseases are coming.
Zvirwere zviri kuuya.
Where people will rot in the flesh.
Apo vanhu vachaora panyama.
And doctors who knows nothing about.
Mwari vanhu vachiora nezvavasingazivi.
In the message the angel of God.
Mwari dzakadzingi mutumwa waMwari.
He preached attitude and who is God.
Vakaparidza kuti hunhu waMwari uye Mwari ndiani.
On paragraph 8, Brother Palm says.
Brother Palm notes.
And he was praying.
Vachinama.
Says, dear God.
Ishe Mwari.
We feel praise in the spirit.
Tinonzwa kupushwa
mumoyo. Because the judgment are upon this land.
Nokuti kutongwa kwauya panyika.
In the last days.
Muzwarino.
Says nations breathing germs.
Nyika dziri kuchema.
To be scattered to the whole world.
Madimoni achiendeswa panyika yose.
The nations breathing germs.
Nyika dziri kuburitsa.
To be scattered to the whole world.
Majems ari kuenda munyika.
Diseases and plagues.
Poita zvirwere
nemata the whole world.
Zvichiparadza nyika.
That Dr. Mstara knows nothing about.
Zvekuti vana chiremba vatozvinzwisisa.
They will be confused.
Vanenge vachitovhirikika
nezvona. Of afflictions. That will be upon the people.
Says,
but dear God,
that
horrible thing was forbidden.
Izvi zvakaipa izvi zvakarambidzwa.
Not to touch those of the seal of God.
Zvakarambidzwa kuti zvibate mbeu yaMwari.
Amen. Not to touch those with the seal of God.
Zvirwere izvi kuti zvisabate mbeu yaMwari.
Amen. Said, these plagues when they come.
Matambudziko aya pacha uya.
We have to believe in divine healing then.
Isu tinofanirwa kuzotenda mukupotswa kutsvene.
That was the message of Noah.
Ndo mharidzo yaNoah.
The oncoming storms of judgment.
Kutongwa kuri kuuya.
And he stood there.
Akamira ipapo
Noah. What shall I do?
Ndichaita
iko. With this Jesus.
Na Jesu.
That is called Christ.
Uya anonzi Kristu.
The whole world. Have rejected him.
Nikayose yamuranga.
And he stood there.
Ndoba amira.
He began to preach indictment.
Ndoba tanga kuparidza kutongwa.
That this whole generation.
Ndipomera chizvaro
chose. Crucified Christ again.
Ndiona Kristu paswa pamuchinjikwa.
May God help us.
Mwari vatibatsire.
To see these things.
Tione zviri.
That was the message of Noah.
Ndoyanga ari mharidzo yaNoah.
The end time message.
Mharidzo yemazuva
apedzira. The flood are coming.
Matambudziko ari kuuya.
There was who and who upon the earth.
Pakava nehondo nehondo neimwe ichazouya.
But between the last two.
Asi pakati pehondo
mbiri raise up a prophet.
Mwari vanosumudza
profita.
Achiparidza mharidzo yekukwira.
Yes, super people.
Achiparidzira vanhu
vatene. Jesus super us.
Avo vakadai
zvepasoro. Not ordinary people.
Hatisi vanhu vemangama.
We have not believed in ordinary message.
Hatitenda mharidzo yemangama.
But the message of yours.
Takatenda mharidzo
yekukwira. Super message.
Ndo mharidzo yepamusoro.
It came from a super God.
Mharidzo
iyi yakabva kuna super prophet.
Tine profita
wekukwira. Yes, super people.
Vanhu vepamusoro soro.
This message of yours. Let's come down.
Nakauya.
To produce a super race.
Nakagadzira vanhu.
The sharpest people.
Pata vanhu.
In this last day.
Muzuarino.
And that's their messenger.
Pasi pemutumwa
uyu. Let's sharpen the final voice. Unto the final edge.
We are the people
upon whom the end of the world has come. We have received the super prophet with a super message to a super people to produce a super race. That's why Brother Barnum said in the 50th seal on paragraph 24, the prophet told us that I believe
I will
not speak it in his name. I believe I will not speak it in his name. I will not speak it in his name. But I am gonna speak in accordance to the revelation of my faith. A super people with a super message. When they begin to speak, they will speak according to the revelation of their faith. You see, Joshua, in the hour of crisis, the battle was raging on, and God sent down the great captain of the Lord's host. He descended down and appeared unto Joshua, and the sun was going down and the battle was raging on. Joshua never knelt down. He never said in the name of Jehovah, but he stood there and he began to believe his own word. And spoke in accordance to the revelation of his own faith. Sun, stand still. And you, moon, in the valley of Ajalon. Such a people, they were following the cloud. The cloud descended on Sinai Mountain. And the prophet was caught up in the cloud. And he descended down with the plan of God for the edge. And here was Joshua and Caleb.
Joshua
and Caleb means faithful dog. He followed the plan of God in wholesome. He never deviated from the teaching of the prophet. So he was under determination to go and possess the inheritance. Then he came to Joshua one day. Joshua was now the president of the council.
Joshua
and Caleb, the retired general. And he came to Joshua. Joshua, give me my inheritance. You remember that time when Moses came?
Moses,
we stood by him. And he gave me my mountain. Says, give me my mountain. And Joshua, he was so much concerned about the affairs of the land. The affairs of the land. Says Caleb, I will not give you the 50th brigade.
And this is 50th brigade.
I will not give the presidential guard.
And this is
but go and take your own inheritance. Says, you know what,
Joshua?
I am as strong today as I was 40 years ago. Then he took the sword and go and possess the inheritance. That's the kind of a church that followed the dissension of the cloud. That followed the dissension of the cloud. We are the church in this hour. We are the church in this hour. Following the sending of the cloud. The kind of a church which must be in operation. And Brother Barnum says, Christ in the true church. Christ in the true church is the continuation of the book of Acts. Says if the people in the book of Acts, the vine, when it produced a branch, it produced a book of
Acts.
Says, if this vine produced another branch, another book of Acts will follow him in these last days. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So God gave Noah a message.
Mwari akapa Noah maridzo.
It was no longer just in word only.
Maridzo iyi yakanga isisiri mashoko bedzi.
That message was to be manifested.
Maridzo iyi yaifana kutoonekwa nekuratidzwa.
It was a message.
Yanga iri maridzo.
That was to take them back there.
Yaifana kuvadzosera uko.
Into the unseen world.
Vachienda munyika yavasingazivi.
This message we have received.
Maridzo yatakagamuchira.
Is about one door.
I maridzo yemukova mumwe chete.
Because Jesus is the door.
Kristu ndo mukova wacho.
When Noah made the ark,
Noah pakagadzira
areka. One door.
Areka yanga ine mukova mumwe chete.
And one window on top.
Neka window kamwe chete pamusoro.
When he opened the window.
Pakazarura window.
That was the opening of the word.
Ndokunga kuri kuzarurwa kweshoko.
And the prophet said.
Profita voti.
And the light of God.
Zvino
began to shine through the window.
Chiedza chamwari chakabva chavheneka muareka.
Amen.
Glory.
So Noah built the ark.
Noah akavaka areka.
In preparation. For dimensional traveling. He was to change dimensions. He was to go to the other world. No wonder when Jesus said, as it was in the days of
old,
so shall it be in these last days. Because the ark is Christ. It was pitched inside and out. They were secure inside. Those who are in Christ, they are secure. From the outside judgment. Amen.
Glory.
That is the reason why.
Don't you consider?
We have to abide in this message. That is the reason why.
Don't you consider?
We have to keep the message clean. The prophet.
No good prophet.
What house will you build me? He spoke to Brother Green.
Why not our brother Green?
Come to paragraph 33.
Paragraph 33.
What house will you build me?
He
says, keep the message honorable. Don't let no smart come upon it. We are living too late in the hour. Amen. So keep the message honorable. Amen. Don't let no smart come upon
it. Says
your life and my life shall be picked up before God. So we have a burden, friends, of keeping the message honorable. We have a burden, my friends, of letting no smart come upon it. We have to stand like
Abraham
when he offered the sacrifices. He stood all day long guarding the sacrifice, throwing the buzzards off from the sacrifice, throwing away, showing off. He was protecting the sacrifice from pollution. He was protecting the message from pollution. That is what we are called for. And Brother Abraham says, in COD,
1961,
as you see, my brothers, the message I am preaching, it is the last message. And you see what I'm doing. I am taking you and putting you in the same position which I am in. You are as much into it as I am into it. Because you are messengers also of the same message. We are messengers also of the same message. Our lives shall bring condemnation. Shall bring condemnation unto the whole world. Just like Noah, his life became a basis of condemnation. Amen. So we have to stay in the message. No matter what comes and what goes. We have to stay in the message. Abide in the ark. Your protection is in the message of Yahweh. The message of Yahweh is the token of the day. What shall I do with this Jesus called Christ? The prophet said, what shall you do with this Jesus called Christ? You come to paragraph 177. not only in this tabernacle, but those in the temple and also.
That's
what shall you do with this
Jesus
called Christ? He is in your hands. Before that Jesus comes, in the corporal body that Jesus we know today is the revealed word of the day. The revealed word of the day.
So
what shall you do with this Jesus called the messenger? It is the token of the day. And on the preview of the bride, I saw them marching on. Christian soldiers marching as to all.
They
were proudly displaying the blood of God, the message of their day. Hallelujah! Glory be to God.
Amen.
Proudly displaying the blood of God, the message of their day, the message of the hour, is the blood of Christ.
Praise God.
So God had to trust the genealogy.
Mwari aifana kutonzera kuenderera mberi kwedzidzo.
All the way back to Adam.
Kudzoka kuna Adam.
And he says these are the generations of Adam.
Zonzi izvi kana kuti ndozvizvarwa zvaAdam.
And Noah was part of the generations of Adam.
Noah.
He was the living descendant.
Ndiye akanga ari airarama.
He was going back.
Achidzokera.
To take his inheritance.
Kudzoka kunotora nhaka yake.
He was the preserved seed of God.
Ndompeu yakachengetedzwa yaMwari.
We are the preserved seed of God.
Isusu tisumpeu yakachengetedzwa
yaMwari.
Muzuva rino.
The message of the day.
Maridzo yanhasi.
And Brother Branham said.
Brother Branham wanoti.
We are the predestinated.
Tisu vakatemerwa.
To meet the message of our day.
Kusangana nemharidzo yanhasi.
So God foretold.
Before
the foundations of the world, that we meet the message of the hour.
If
God called you to the message of the hour, there is no one in the whole world that can ever take you out if you have been called by God. But if you have been called by man, if you have been called by man, there is another man standing outside to call you out of the message of God. But those whom he called the foundation of the world, them he also predestined. Those whom he called, he also justified and glorified to be in the image of the Son of God. For you to be in the image of the Son of God, if you have been predestinated, whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not, you shall stand in the image of the Son of God. Because the Bible says you have been predestinated to the image of the Son of God. Amen. So we are the preserved seed of
man.
Like Abraham.
Abraham.
We have Abraham. We have Abraham.
Tina Branham.
A part of God's name.
Branham.
Branham.
Branham
is father of many nations.
Jibaba we Marudzi.
Abraham.
Abraham
is father of many nations.
Jibaba we Marudzi.
God put in HAM.
Mwari akaisa HAM.
Melchizedek came to Abraham.
Melchizedek akauya kuna Abraham.
And spoke to him.
Ndokutaura naye.
And opened the seals.
Ndokuzarura chisimbiso.
Says, shall I have these things?
Ndichavanza zvinhu izvi here?
From my servant Abraham.
Kumuranda wangu Abraham.
Seeing his heir of all things.
Ndichiona kuti ndiye mudyi wenhaka
izvozvo. He opened the seals.
Ndokuzarura chisimbiso.
To Abraham.
Kuna Abraham.
And under the 60 seals.
Zvino pasi pechisimbiso chachitanhatu.
That destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Pakuparara kwaSodom neGomorrah.
Because in Genesis.
Kuna Genesis.
We have seven changes.
Tine mazera manomwe
na Genesis. We have seven seals.
Tine
zvipiso zvinomwe. We have seven trumpets.
Everything
we don't begin in Genesis.
Yes, zvakatangira kuna Genesis.
So the seals were started in Genesis.
Zvisimbiso zvakatangira kuna Genesis.
And Father
Abraham
said, if I had time, I could reveal to you that the
70
seals started in Genesis.
chakatangira
kuGenesis right up the Bible.
Ndopa chafamba muBhaibheri.
So Abraham,
Abraham,
God revealed to him.
Mwari akazvizarura
kwaari. Like Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
God revealed to him.
Vakazarurirwa ona Mwari.
Amen.
Glory.
In Genesis.
Kuna Genesis.
So Noah.
Noah.
When he put the word together.
Paka isa shoko pamwe chete.
The ark was the mechanics of the word.
Areka ndo anga rangariri shoko rake.
What was it waiting for?
Raimirirei.
For the dynamic power.
Kuti simba.
Where was it going to come from?
Simba raizobvepi.
It was going to come from heaven.
Simba raizobva kudenga.
In the form of showers.
Richiuya se
muchimiro chemvura. So the ark was standing there.
Areka inga iri pasi.
But the ark can't move.
Areka isinga fambe.
What was it waiting for?
Nanga yakamirirei.
For the dynamic power to come down.
Masimba kuti adzike.
To lift the ark up.
Kuti isimudze areka.
And Brother Branham says.
Brother Branham wanoti.
The dynamics of this church.
Simba rekereke ino.
Shall be.
Richava.
That is filling of the Holy Ghost.
Kuzadzwa nemweya mutsvene.
So the ark was standing there.
Areka yakagara.
Waiting for the dynamic power to come.
Yakamirira masimba kuti adzike.
And a great cloud appeared.
Gore guru rakaonekwa.
And closed the door of the ark. And the rains began to fall, which was the dynamic power. And the ark was lifted up with the power of God. It was being lifted up, floating above the judgment of God, floating above the judgment of God. And Noah was on the driving seat.
Noah akanga ari muareka.
Driving the ark.
Achityaira areka.
Where was he taking the ark to?
Noah aende pine areka.
He was taking the ark to the great mountain.
Noah aenda neareka kugomo guru.
Called Mount Ararat.
Rinonzi gomo reArarat.
It was the last range of mountains.
Ndora ngariri gomo guru rekupedzira.
Before you go to the other country.
Tisati taenda kune imwe nyika.
Between Russia and Turkmenistan. Between Russia and Turkmenistan.
Pakati pe Russia ne Turkmenistan.
And Turk and Iran on this side.
Ne Iran ne Turk kuna rimwe rutivi.
Right at the continental divide.
Pakati papo.
Was the great mountain.
Ndopa ne gomo guru.
It was Ararat.
Ararat.
It means holy ground.
Rinoreva gomo
dzvene. It was a resting place.
Yangari dzimberi zororo.
So the ark was taken to the great mountain.
Are kakaendeswa kugomo guru.
And settled on the 7th day.
Ndopa zorora muzi. Zuarechi 17.
10 7.
10 in a
17.
17.
Was the redemption prize.
Do kudzikinurwa.
70 shekels of silver.
17 mama silver.
Amen. 70 shekels of silver. We are now in the book of Jeremiah.
Tamu buku ra Jeremiah.
I bought the land.
Do not tenga ivu.
Paid the 70 shekels of silver.
Do badara.
It was 17 shekels. Revelation 10:7-17.
Zvakazarurwa 10:7.
Amen. The redemption prize.
Ndom panobhadharwa mubhadharo wemwenga.
Amen. So Noah.
Noah.
He took the ark on the great mountain.
Akatora areka kuenda pamusoro pegomo.
Let me park you on the great mountain. I've left you on the great mountain. I want to park you there. Hold this in your mind. Because we are coming to a subject now. And this other time, Brother Branham, he was driving
near
Lima,
Montana,
between America and Canada. And Billy Paul was busy sleeping. You hear this on tape, standing in the gap.
1963.
Billy Paul was sleeping.
Billy Paul anga akatorara.
And he was busy thinking very hard.
Brother Branham vachifunga zvakanyanya.
I want to be like the prophets of the world.
Zvikanzira Brother Branham toda kuwosa.
I want to stay in the woods.
Anogara musango.
When you give me a message, Lord,
ndipa mharidzo
mwari. I just want to the town.
Ndoba ndangoenda.
And said, "Thus says the Lord."
Zvikanzira Jehovah.
And I go back to the woods.
Ndoba ndadzoka kumakoko.
God showed me a dream.
Mwari ndobva varati.
If you continue with your thoughts, your family will run away from you. Why do you want me to move you every time?
Say we should not need to push and go at
home. Where is your reward? Where is your reward?
Mbairo wako uripi.
And the prophet was busy thinking very hard. And God said, I am going to give you ndichakupa an everlasting sign
chiratidzo chekusingaperi
I am going to give you
ndichakupa
an everlasting sign
chiratidzo chekusingaperi
just look on the western side
tarisa kumadokero
what do you see there
ukuone ikoko
I see a range of mountains
tinoona makomo
and God said your name is written on the mountain
zvikadzina mwari zita rako rakanyorwa pamakomo aya
before the foundation of the world
nika ino isati yavambwa
when the great pillar of fire the great logos was creating in Genesis chapter 1.
Genesis chapter 1.
And he was near Lima, Montana.
Pano dopa ni makomo emon.
He was near Lima, Montana.
Shongo emoto yakanga yakamira pezgo nelina Montana.
In Genesis chapter 1.
Pana Genesis chapter 1.
In creation.
Pakusikwa.
And he saw a ministry of a short man from Kentucky.
Shongo emoto yakaona shumiro yemurume mupupi.
His name shall be called William.
Murume achinzi William.
Seven letters.
Mavara manoma.
Marion.
Marion.
Seven letters.
Mavara manoma.
Branham.
Branham.
Seven letters.
Mavara manoma.
And the great pillar of fire.
Zvino shongo emoto
he began to encrypt the name of the prophet.
Anga kunyora zita remprofita
on the face of the earth
pamsoro penyika
in Genesis chapter 1
Genesis chapter 1
and he put seven mountains
ndopa shongemota esa nhongonya nove
and God said
mwari akati
your name is written on those mountains
zita rakura kanyorwa pamakoma aya
said how many peaks do you see
uri kuona nhongonya ngani
I see seven peaks
zvikadzi ndiri kuona nhongonya nomwe
third peak
zvikadzi nhongonya yechitatu
a little bit larger
yanga yakati kurei
which was the first pool
kunova kudhonza kwekutanga
the fifth pig was larger
yechishaya
which was the second pool
kunova kudhonza kwechipiri
but the seventh pig
asi nhongonya yechinomwe
was the largest pig
yanga iri hombesa
before you could go
yanga
the country
yanga yakuenda kune imwe nyika kukana
it was the third pool
ndokudhonza kwechitatu
right from there
zvikadzi kubva ipapo
eternity 13 zienda nakwenda
inobva tapinda muzienda
nakwenda eternity 13
zienda nakwenda robva ratanga
from the seventh peak
kubva panhongonya yechinomwe
right at the continental divide
apo pano kumugano wenyika
before you could go to the other country
usati wapinda mucanada
it was the last great mountain
ndogomo guru rakupedzisira
of the ministry of the prophet
inova shumire muprofita
and from that peak
zvino kubva panhongonya
it was eternity all through
Rato wazienda nakuenda.
Let me park here there a little bit.
Rega ndimba kusiya ipapo.
Let's come to the quotation here.
Rega tidzoke kuchinokoro.
Souls in prison.
Hallelujah.
On paragraph 285.
Mwe muchitorongo.
Father Branham says on paragraph 283.
Mprofita anoti paragraph 283.
Noah's ministry.
Shumiro ya Noah.
All ministry done the same.
Shumiro dzose dzinoita izvozvo.
Noah preached exactly right.
Noah akaparidza mazviro kwazvo.
He went into the ark.
Akapinda muareka.
And when he went into the ark.
Pakapinda muareka.
There were 7 days.
Pakava nemazuva manomwe.
Nothing happened.
Hapana chakanga chaitika.
His testimony preached to the doomed.
Shumiro yake yaiparidzira vekutukwa.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sodom ne Gomorrah.
Jesus referred to both of them.
Yesu anodzokorodza nyaya
iyi. Yes, coming. Sekuya
sekuya
before the coming of the son of man
kuya kwemwana kwemwana womunhu
so shall it be like the days of Noah
dozi chava sepa mazuva ano
so shall it be
zvichava sekudaro
like in the days of Sodom
pa mazuva eSodoma
he referred to Noah
ati yenzanisana Noah
Noah had three pools
Noah angane kudhonza kutaka
and he said
zvino akamira
was to the lost
ati paridzira vekura
after the door was shut
apo mukova wazaru
wa God let it sit right there
Mwari akaita kuti iye agare ipapo.
When nobody could enter or go out.
Apo pasina kana anopinda
kana kubuda. They were inside.
Vakanga vari mukati.
For as on the seventh mountain.
Sezvo zvakanga zviri pa gomo rechinomo.
The highest mountain.
Gomo rekupamusoro soro.
That is where he settled the ark.
Ipapo ndopa akanozorodza areka.
That he settled the ark.
Akazorodza areka.
Mountain, see? That's why.
Pamusoro pegomo mazviona here
ndizvo zvaizvo. Yes, on the seventh mountain.
Sezvo zvakanga zviri pamusoro pegomo rechinomo.
The highest mountain.
Ndinova nhongonya hombe.
That is where he settled the ark.
Ipapo ndopa akazorodza areka.
On paragraph 312.
Pa paragraph 312.
The prophet said here.
Profita wanoti pano.
Hallelujah.
Remember these seven peaks.
Rangarirai nhongonya nomwe idzi.
Up there.
Uko.
They could tell you.
Zvinokuudzai.
There is not another peak beyond that.
Hapachina imwe nhongonya tapfuura ipapo.
It is on the continental divide.
Ipapo ndopa mugano wenyika.
It goes right into the desert.
Tichibva ipapo takutopinda murenje.
From there on.
kubva ipapo
eternity settled
takupinda muzienda nakuenda
seven peaks
nongonya nomwe
right on the continental divide
ipapo pamugano wenyika
that is right between right and wrong
do pakati pechakanaka
nechakaipa at the end of that
pampera kwazvo
that third pool was the last pool of the race
do kudonza kwekupedzisira muchizvarwa
so Noah he settled the ark
akaisa areka
as on the seventh mountain
sezva zvakaita pa nongonya chinomwe
on the highest mountain
pa nongonya hombe
that is where he settled the ark
hopa akazorodza areka
but when he was on the mountain
azari pa gomo ipapo
something began to break
pane chakatanga kuitika
on the seventh peak
pa nongonya chinomwe
they were about to change dimensions
vanga vakuchifanirwa kushandura zviero
the ark was no longer in the old world
areka yakanga isisiri munyika yakare
it was not yet in the new world
yanga isati yamunyika itsva
but the ark was hanging somewhere
areka yanga yakazembera
in between the two worlds
pakati penyika mbiri
he was no longer in the old world
anga isiri munyika yakare
he was not yet in the new world
akapinda munyika itsva
but he was hanging between the dimensions
asari pakati penyika mbiri
right on the seventh mountain
ipo musoro soro pegomo
rechinomwe the mountain before they could go to the other country
ndo gomo hompesa tsatapinda mune mwenyika
we the bride of Jesus
isu mwenga wa Jesus
we are no longer in the old world
atisiri munyika yakare
we are not yet in the new world
atisapinda munyika itsva
but where are we standing today
tiri kupi
in Christ Jesus
tiri muna Jesu Kristu
in heavenly places
muzviero zvomuchadenga
about to change dimensions
dzakuda kushandurwa
right on the seventh peak
pamusoro pegomo
on the great last range of the mountain
guru rakupedzisira
right on the third pool
pakudonza kwetatu
Ark the word
areka shoko
rested on the mountain
yakazorora pamusoro pegomo
and Noah opened the window
Noah akazarura window
the opening of the window
kuzarurwa kwewindow
was the opening of the word
ndokuzaruka kweshoko
and the light began to shine through
chiedza ndobva chapinda muareka
and the Bible said
Bible
knows and he looks that happen
akabva aita kuti gunguo ribude
heaven was loose
gunguo rakatupunyurwa
it never come back
parakaenda harina
kudoka what happened to heaven
chichaitika kugunguo
he was feasting on the dead bodies
vakari kudya zvakaona
those people
revanhu avo
checked the message of
the god mari dzezuva
the heaven
gunguo
is the type of the spiritual devils
imhando yemadhimoni
emweya
akatupunyurwa munguva ine kupedzisira zvakazarurwa chapter
19
ndakaona mutumwa amire pamusuzuva akadana shiri dzedenga kuti dzidye madzimambo
enyika
gunguo rakadanwa
and was lost found
ndobva ratupunyurwa
and went to feed on the dead bodies
ndokunodya vakafa
of those people
revanhu avo
rejected the message of the day
vakarara mari dzenguva hallelujah
it never came back
gunguo harina kuzodzoka
it was feasting on the
ranga riri kudya zvakafa zvenyika
the demon spirits
mwema demon
200 million devils
200 million madimoni
the veil has been opened
muswa wagena wakafudukurwa madimoni akabuda
feeding on the people
achidya vanhu
who are rejecting the message of the day
vakuramba mhari dzenguva
is the power loosed in this last day
isimba ratupunyurwa muzuva rino
the message of the prophet
mhari dzemuprofita
was to take them away
yanga iri yekuvabvisa
but the same message of the prophet
asi mhari dzoimwe chete
was to bring judgment on the people
inoudza kutongwa pavanhu
like the prophet
muprofita
from the same mouth
kubva pamuromo mumwe chete
blessing upon the bride
akaudza ropa fadzo kumwenga
but from the same mouth
pamuromo mumwe chete
God told him
mari vakamuudza
27 months 1964 pick up a rock
zvikanzi simudza dombo
and throw it in there
uri kande mudenga
and the whirlwind of fire was formed
pakava nechamupupuri chemoto
and judgment struck the western coast
zvikanzi kutongwa kumavirira
from the same mouth
kubva pamuromo mumwe chete
who city who calls yourself by the name of angels
iwe Los Angeles unozvidana nezita rengirosi
from the same mouth
kubva pamuromo mumwe chete
which bless the people
unoropafadza vanhu
is the same mouth
ndomuromo mumwe chete
but judgment upon the world
unounza kutongwa panyika
and John said I saw one of the seven angels
zvikanzi naJohani ndakaona mumwe wevatumwa
who were holding the seven vials
angakabata ma
says come let me show you
zvikanzi huya ndikuratidze
the mystery Jerusalem
Jerusalema rakavadzika.
It was the same prophet.
Muprofita mumwe chete.
Amen. So Noah.
Noah.
He lost the raven.
Akatupunyura gunguo.
And the raven went to feed on the dead bodies.
Gunguo rakanodya zvakafa.
And it never came back.
Harina kuzodzoka.
Then Noah took the dove.
Noah akatupunyura njiva.
If you watch Bible terminology,
makacherechedza kutaurwa kweBible.
The Bible tells us
Bible not.
That he loosed the dove from himself.
Akatupunyura njiva kubva paari.
And he let him out.
Ndobva aita kuti njiva iende.
She never found a place to rest.
Njiva haina kuwana pekuzorora.
So she came back.
Yakadzoka.
The first fold.
The
first fold in the place. The dove came back. When it was loose the second time, it went to black an olive leaf. And the Bible says, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf. It came at evening time. There shall be light above the evening time. The dove came at evening time. It was dove leading eagles from the mountain top into the unseen world. The dove was a type of the Holy Ghost. When Jesus was baptized, the heavens were opened and the Spirit of God. He sent a dove in the form of a dove. When God wants a representation, he takes the form of a dove. So the dove that was loosed by Noah, it was the form of the Holy Ghost. It was dove leading eagles into the unseen world from the seventh mountain. Let me park you there. And come back home now. Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
He was sick and afflicted. For 42 years.
42.
And it repeated every 7 years.
But
he was sick and afflicted. You hear this on tape. On the wings of the snow I
dove.
November 1965. I was sick and afflicted. It was for 42 years.
42.
And he desired to see a vision that he can be healed. But God told him that his grace was sufficient. He could come to the pulpit and pray for people who were twice as bad as he was. And they got healed. But yet he was troubled by some of
pain.
That one time I prayed for a cancer curse. And the cancer was healed right then. Amen. But God showed him a vision. As a small boy, about the age of 7 years, he says, I was standing by the log side, rubbing the log. When he was about 38 years old, standing by the same log side, when he rubbed the log side, out of the log came out a squirrel. Before I could bat my eyes, when I opened my mouth, he jumped into my mouth and went straight to my intestine and began to tear me apart. He says, I cried, I pleaded, I begged God for my healing. But he was never healed. So he went to the Mayo. They told him, Dr. Msara of the Mayo Clinic. Says,
Brother Branham,
you've got an obvious breakdown and you will never get healed because it is in the blood. It is in the blood. And God showed him another vision. When he was an old man now,
Brother Branham, after
he spoke of the dream of his mother, says, my mother had a strange dream. She saw six glossy white doves. They stood on my chest and began to coo.
kuchema dzichichema.
As if they were telling him something.
Sekunge dzaiudza brother Branham.
And they flew back to heaven.
Ndobva dzadzokera kudenga.
Said, and I thanked God.
Zvikanzi ndinotenda Mwari.
One of the days.
Zvikanzi rimwe
ramazuva. I was going to see the seventh dove.
Ndichaona imwe njiva yechinomwe.
I was going to see the seventh dove.
Ndichaona imwe njiva yechinomwe.
So God showed me a dream.
Mwari akaratidza chiratidzo.
To the same mountain.
Pagomo rimwe chete.
That I saw the dark squirrel.
Zvino ndakaona tsindi nhema.
Before I could bat my eyes.
Ndisati ndabwaira.
He jumped upon me.
Yaka
and he missed my mouth.
Ndoba yapata.
And he hit my chest.
Ndoba yapata.
And he fell down.
Ndokudona
pa. And the voice said,
"Izwira ka.
Go to the Catalina mountain."
Yenda kumakomo ya Catalina.
The same mountain.
Makomo mamwe chete.
Where the mighty God.
Apo Mwari mukuru.
Drop down the sword in his hand.
Akadzikisa munondo mukuru.
The sword of the king.
Unova munondo wa mambo.
Which dropped in his hand.
Wakadzikisa
munondo. It was on the same mountain.
Pagomo rimwe chete.
Where he met the seven angels.
Vakasangana nevatumwa
vanhu. It was the mountain of experiences.
Igo zviritiko zvepagomo.
So God told him.
Mwari
akavaudza. Go to the Catalina mountain.
Enda kumakomo eCatalina.
Because your enemy is dead.
Nokuti muvengi wako afa.
So he woke up early in the morning.
Saka vakamuka mangwanani.
On 20 September.
Musi wa 20 September.
1965. Going to the Catalina mountain.
Ndokuenda kumakomo eCatalina.
Led by the Holy Spirit.
Vachitungamirwa nemweya mutsvene.
Go this direction.
Mwari
take this direction.
Enda nepapa.
And he saw the dark squirrel dead.
Ndokuona tsindi nhema yakafa.
And trembled upon the squirrel.
Ndoba vatsika. Tsindi.
Says my enemy is dead.
Zvikanzi iwe muvengi wangu wafa.
Says my enemy is dead.
Muvengi wangu wafa.
And he went back home.
Ndobva vaenda kufa.
Then on the following day.
Zvino zuva raitevera.
On 21 September.
21 September.
And he had his shirt off.
Zvino iwo vakabvisa hembe.
Leaning against the rock.
Ndobva vatsamira
nyoko. And the voice spoke from heaven.
Izwi rakabva kudenga.
What are you leaning against?
Zvikanzi ko wakatsamira iko.
When he stood up there.
Ndobva vasimuka.
He saw written in the white cloth.
Ndobva vaona padombo pakanyorwa chena.
White eagle.
Pakanyorwa zve
white eagle.
Chapungu chichena.
Says dove leading eagle.
Njiva ichitungamirira chapungu.
Says dear God.
Ishe Mwari.
There is a message coming forth.
Pane mharidzo iri kuuya.
Let the dove lead these eagles once more.
Itai kuti njiva itungamirire chapungu zvakare.
And he went back home.
Ndokudzoka kumba.
Then on that third day.
Zvino pazuva retatu.
He was standing there.
Vanga vakamira.
And all of a sudden.
Pati chiripo ripo.
He saw a snowy white dove.
Ndokuona njiva chena.
Says little dove.
Zvikanzi njiva
chena. What are you doing here?
Uri kuiteiko pano?
Where did you come from, little dove?
Wauya kuzoitei pano?
It was not just a dove.
Nyanga isingori njiva.
It was the same Holy Ghost.
Angwari mweya mumwe chena.
That sent a dove.
Wakadzika.
In the form of a dove.
Muchimiro chanjiva.
What was the purpose?
Chinangwa ndechei.
For dove to lead the eagle.
Njiva kuti
tungamira chapungu.
Kuenda munyika isingaoneki.
It has to repeat again.
Zvinofanira kudzokorora. Muzuva rinore kupedzisira.
Amen.
Glory.
May God help us in this hour.
Mwari vatibatsire munguva ino.
God help us in this hour.
Mwari vatibatsire munguva ino.
I laid my hands against the rock.
Ndakaisa maoko angu padombo.
On the wings of a snowy dove. And looked up towards heaven.
Ndobva ndatarisa kudenga.
And started praying.
Ndokutanga kunamata.
And I heard a voice.
Ndakanzwa izwi.
Coming out of the top of the rocks.
Richibva pamusoro pematombo.
What are you leaning against?
Iwe wakatsamirei.
Over your heart.
Papa pedyo nemwe
wako. I raised the bed like this.
Ndakasimuka sezvi.
My bare shoulders.
Ndichi
naked from my waist.
Ndoba nasvinura
kuti. I looked back.
Ndokutarisa
padombo. There was wrote in the quartz.
Panga pakanyorwa padombo.
In the stone.
Pakanyorwa padombo.
That's exactly what the vision said.
Sezvakataurwa muchiratidzo.
The next message would come forth by.
Maridzo imwe ichatevera.
I was so excited.
Ndakafara zvikuru.
I ran home.
Ndakaenda kumba.
Got the camera.
Ndakatora
and came back the next day.
Ndokudzoka zuva repiri.
And took the picture.
Ndokutora mufananidzo.
It was still there.
Zvanga zvichiripo.
In the rock.
Zvakanyorwa
padombo. White eagle.
Chapungu chichena.
Dove leading eagle.
Njiva ichitungamira chapungu.
Somehow. I know I will tell you before it happens.
Neimwe nzira ndinoziva kuti ndichakudza
izvo zvaitika. The doctor is a good doctor.
Chiremba ndichiremba akanaka.
I think he is a fine man.
Ndinofunga kuti ndichiremba
akanaka. But I am going to be over. It's done. It's finished. I'm going to be well.
Asi ndinotenda kuti izvi ndatopora uye zvichaita zvakanaka.
Paragraph 216. Dear God. I thank you for these things. You gave Noah the sign. You gave the world the sign. And you gave me the sign. And the next day, seeing that eagle flying, oh God, there is a message coming forth now. I pray, God, that you let the dove lead. Grant it, Lord. It has led me to a faith I never had before. He prayed for the sick people. He prayed for the dead to be raised up. Cancer was healed. He had great faith. The prophet had great faith. He had discernment. But the appearing of the seventh dove to lead the eagle,
says
it led me to a faith I have never had before. It led him to a faith that he had never had before. That dove was the Holy Spirit. The dove was the Holy Ghost that came to lead the prophet, and he got healed. The same dove
has
come back again to the church of the living God to lead the people. And Brother Branham, the same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel into the promised land, get the Exodus. On paragraph 280, the same pillar of fire is leading the church to the millennium. It is the same Holy Ghost, the same angel of the covenant. It is the same dove. It was not just a symbol. It was God trying to show something to the people. It was not for Brother Branham,
though
he was healed physically, but it was for the angel. Time people to realize that we are not just playing church, but the presence of the Holy Ghost is among the people to lead the eagles from the seventh mountain into the unseen world. The same dove has come back again in these last days.
It
says, and tonight,
Maneruano,
send down your message
to Mirai Marizoenu
again, Lord,
Zakare Mari,
on the wings of a dove,
Pama
Papa, grant it, dear Heavenly
Father,
that everyone that passes through this platform tonight, out yonder in the meetings across the country, may your great dove of faith fall into their hearts and give them faith, Lord. That was the prayer of the prophet.
Says,
dear God, let the dove of faith fly into the hearts of the people to give them faith. Not faith for healing only, but faith for rapturing grace. They need to change dimensions. It's going to take greater faith than any others. But the faith can come by the dove. That's why Paul, when he met those men on the upper coast of Ephesus, he began to ask them questions. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? In other words, have you received the seventh dove since you came to the message of the hour? Is he your faithful leader? Amen.
Glory.
Paragraph 220, Brother Branham says.
Prophet, why not?
Or paragraph 218. I pray that the dove will fly into every heart right now. I pray that this dove will fly into every heart right now. Into the hearts of the believers. When they receive the Holy Ghost, it will give them faith to have a body change in this hour. It is our same prayer tonight for the same Holy Ghost to fall into the hearts of the people. It's little God and big. and whisper that. By his stripes, by my wounds and stripes you are healed. God grant that our transgressions will be blotted out. Our iniquities will be forgiven us. We have done so many things. We have failed God in many things. But let the death come and
blind
the heart of the people that our iniquities may be forgiven of us. May God help us in this hour. Says, I want the dove to fly into my heart tonight. It is my prayer also. I want the same dove to fly into my heart tonight. Says, why me an old man? Suffered all my life. Why did he heal me? I believe I will ride this trail once more. I believe I will ride this trail once more. Was he speaking of himself? Or he was speaking of the bride? Why did he heal me? I believe I will write this prayer once more. Brother, the bride is riding tonight. She is moving into position to be translated. There is nothing in the world that can ever stop us from going. Because the great devil failed has descended in this hour. We believe we are riding this prayer once more again. Amen. May God help us in this hour. Oh, Christians, I want you to listen. If I would stand here and try to quote to you all the supernatural things that I have seen happen even in the past 3 years, I would be here the next Saturday telling you I don't even speak of it much. It is exactly the truth. Because it sounds like it's almost impossible. But I tell you the truth. It is exactly the truth. We are living under the leadership of the great and mighty Jehovah. The same one that was with the prophets in the Old Testament, with the church in the New Testament. He is here today taking a bride out of the Gentiles for his name's sake. Believe it, don't you people? Says, I believe we are living under the leadership of the great and mighty Jehovah. May God help us. What a glorious thing. It is God and Moses masked in the pillar of fire. God and Moses in a man called Jesus Christ. I'm calling, who is this Melchizedek? God and Moses in his church. God above us, God with us, God in us. The condescending of God up there holy. No one could touch him. He settled upon the mountain, and even if an animal touched the mountain, had to die. Then God came down and changed his terms. He came down and lived with us, became one of us. We held him. The Bible said in 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, that is the mystery of godliness. For God was manifest in the flesh, hanging out with the hands. God eat meat. God drank water. God slept. God cried. He was one of us. Beautiful typed in the Bible. That was God above us. God with us. Now it's God in us. The Holy Spirit Spirit, not the third person, the same person, not the third person, but the same person, such that the people, they can stand there, they would think it's not robbery. They would think it's not robbery to be equal with Christ. Christ thought it's not robbery to be equal with God. We would think it's not robbery to be equal with Christ, because by and through the members of the bride,
He
finished the work. We have been given an obligation to finish the work of redemption. It is the same Holy Ghost. It is the same dove in the church in this hour. Christ, the mystery of God revealed. And remember, we are now as His bride, pregnant with His Spirit.
Oh my!
Church bearing children, pregnated by His Spirit, with His name, bearing His name, bearing His life, bringing forth the signs of His life evident with the preeminence, evidence of His resurrection, showing that He is not dead, but alive forevermore. This is eternal life. It vindicates to the world that we are alive in Him through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When the dove flies into our hearts, then we become alive in Him, regenerated by His Spirit, bearing forth children. We are carrying the womb. In the womb, the bride is carrying the pregnancy of the Holy Ghost. Thank God that creative life that is in you. You are a prisoner. You can't speak till He says speak it. But when it gets spoke, it is God's word. You can't speak till He says speak. But when you speak, it is God's word. That's what Brother Branham says. A Holy Ghost filled believer, when he takes this word, lays them upon his lips, when he begins to speak, it's the same as deity speaking. Mountains has got to move. When the bride began to speak, she is the final authority.
Yes,
the heavens don't have any choice but to say amen to the words. The heavens don't have any choice but to say amen to your word. Because when you speak, it is the same as deity speaking. My. But when it gets spoke, it is God's word. He vindicated to be so. Everything else is right. And He knows that when that spoke, it's going to be so. Moses took His word and said, let there come frogs. Because God said, let there come frogs. He just wants me to eat on out. And the frogs was in everything. Everywhere was frogs. Where did they come from? Nobody knows. That wasn't there before. But the Creator, God working through man, created them living species. Under the ministry of the 30 pool, right on the 70 pigs, is God the Creator in man again. The very God that made the first frog can make the second frog. He makes all frogs. Oh my! You see what I mean? Made the first squirrel. makes the second squirrel, makes an squirrel. When God was creating squirrels, He left some for Brother Branham. When He created frogs in the Garden of Eden, in Genesis chapter 1, He left some for Moses. There is a portion of the word that has been left for the blind. You are not an ordinary people. You are not an ordinary church. But we are super rich. We are super people. And trusted by God. Entrusted by God. By the power of the spoken word. God working through man. Amen. When I think of it, it makes me shiver. Oh, to live with Him. Going home with Him. To live with Him. Going home with Him, to live with Him forever. Having eternal life. This is God's great mystery of love expressed. That God and man became one. The whole thing is God and man one. God and man was one there. God and man is one here. See what it is? Being filled with this Spirit. Having the preeminences. That was God's achievement. That is God's purpose. To do that. That He might be in Christ. He might be in Christ. Christ in us, all of us together one, the Holy Spirit, the same thing that revealed it to Christ, reveals it here, the supernatural, creative power, the same God that was said to Moses, let there come frogs, the same one could say there, let water be turned to wine. He is the same God. He is the same one. He just don't change. It is God in a man. That is His manifestation. That is what He is revealing. That is what He is going to do. And God's own word reveals and shows that man cannot create. God is the creator. It ain't man no more. It is called the Creator in man, which is His church now, going home to live with Him forever. So dove leading eagles into the unseen world from the seventh pig. It led Noah to go and possess the inheritance. The same dove come back again to be in the bride in this house, to give us a greater faith, which is rapturing faith. God bless you.